Amy Johnson.
Thank you. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Last night you mentioned a couple of times that despite the final score, you were very pleased with some good things that happened last night to build on. Can you specify a little bit what you saw from your team that you liked?
Well, I liked some of the offense we created. I wish we would have created more, obviously, and we would have finished more around the net, but we had like three posts, I think, in the game. So I like some of the offense that we've worked on that we create. Well, it didn't end up being goals, but at least they were a really good chance of scoring. And I didn't like a couple of things that I think we have to be better that we address. So it's always, a coach, a flip side, but you have to look at the big picture. And the goalie played really well on the other side. We have to give it to him. I think we missed the net a lot. We had 40 some shot, but I think our ratio and hitting the net could have been a little better. That being said, you want the guys to try to shoot to score too, not just shoot in the belly. So that's always for a coach, the ratio of how good it is and how much better we can get. But the overall, the guy worked. The guy tried, and I have to give it to Winnipeg that worked hard too. So now it's a game that let's see if we can bring it to another level. Let's see if we can be a little cleaner on some of the plays and decision.
Do you think it's a good challenge for your team this week that they're playing 4 games in 6 days? That's quite a hefty schedule
A
this
lot.
week.
It's a lot. Like I said to you yesterday, I think every day is a good challenge. When I wake up and I see my phone green, I'm happy. They haven't played in a long time, and it's not been a long since we've been playing. And same thing for, I'm sure Pascal is looking at the clip and his team, and he's like, "Oh God, we got to work on this. I got to get." All players are in different place in their career. All group are different. We're all focusing on ourselves a lot to work with our young guys and to give the veteran that signed with us the workload they need. So it's everybody right now in the American League, and even it's got a different reality. And ours is to manage numbers and give as much hockey as we can to as many guys we can and to create a little bit of momentum. And that's what I think we've been doing the 5 games. We're still on the same page. Some guys needs to still grow in hockey, but I don't feel we're disorganized or it's chaotic on some of the principle.
Well, that's one thing. Every player that we've heard from this season has seemed to echo that message of everybody's on the same page, everybody's working towards a common goal. How do you feel the cohesiveness of your team is this year and the feeling of working as a unit?
Yeah, I think there's a leader have done a good job to carry a little bit to what we've been working on for a couple of years. I think the young guys are picking it up and asking questions. I think we have really good debrief and we look at what we're doing. And when it's time to be, giving myself a pat on the back because it's good, we have to give it. But when it's not good enough, it's not good enough. It's the message is got to be clear. And it's got to be constructive in a way that we can grow. That's why I was pretty happy about, I know we talk about and Steffler, who said you could be 5-0 right now. Yeah, we could. But at the end of the day, I kind of like that loss versus Belleville. I think there was a lot of growth in that loss. And yesterday was I think we did a lot of good things because things went wrong quick for a lot. It was one of those days where things were bouncing. And even looking back, it's like, oh, yeah, you didn't bounce. But they're going to happen. But you got to stick with it. So they're good platform for our guys to showcase themselves. That being said, to get guys in and out of the lineup like we're doing right now, the chemistry, I feel that's, everybody's trying to do the same, but to find that right chemistry that you would like I've talked about NHL lineup, they're tweaking one guy out, one guy in, one guy out. And it's like, oof, like everybody's talking about the change and like we're getting 5 guys in at times, 4 guys in. So maybe more. So it's like, so I'm happy at least the guy seems to know what they're doing when they get on the ice.
Excellent. Merci, Joel.